And joined with us now is a friend of the show. He is Coach Joe Hudak of the Kingsman Baseball Academy and team. And Coach Hudak, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I always look forward to coming and visiting with you guys. It's such a good time. Got a lot of laughs and get to talk baseball and Jesus. So it's pretty good.
Well, let's catch people up. For those who do not know, tell us what Kingsman Baseball is.
Well, it's a faith-based baseball ministry. You know, I coached at Winthrop for 19 years, and when I left there, I started working for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and during that time, I wanted to start a faith-based summer college team, and so we did that in 2016, was our first faith-based summer college team. We've had that ever since for 10 years. We got college kids that come in for the summer, right, and we play baseball, and we try to help them grow spiritually. You know, we're, I guess, unapologetically faith-based. And over the last couple of years, we wanted to do something more, and I've had a vision to start a baseball academy, high school baseball academy, an elite academy. They're growing all over the Southeast, and actually, like a year ago, August, we started one in Gastonia. We had 31 players from 10 different states leave their homes, leave their families, come to Gastonia. We teach them baseball. But we also tell them about Christ and help them to grow spiritually. And so we just started our second year with the academy. We got 39 players this year, and they reported August 15th. So we've been at it about 4 weeks now, and it's going great. I've really been blessed.
You've got players from all over. I mean, from all over the state, Bluffton, Florence. You've got a couple from Fort Mill, TKK, Lexington, Columbia. But then you've got them from all over North Carolina, places I've never heard of, Snow Hill, North Carolina, Alabama, Ohio, West Virginia. You even got a player from Australia, it looks like, Georgia, Minnesota. Yes. How are you able to attract these players? How do they hear about the Kingsmen? How do they come to you?
Well, initially last year when we started, obviously, we had to get the word out. We were brand new. And my son, Preston, who played at Chapel Hill, was my assistant coach, assistant director, and he's our recruiting coordinator, and he works really hard. You know, we subscribe to a couple of different recruiting services, PBR and Perfect Game, and then, you know, he works a lot on Twitter and social media. You know, guys right now are putting all their stuff out on social media, so he spends 3 or 4 hours a day on social media just trying to find players, and sees a player he likes, we reach out to him and tell him, hey, this is who we are. You know, we're a baseball academy, but we're also faith-based. And you know, we just go from there. And if they're interested and we're interested, we hook up on a Zoom call, you know. And it's amazing what technology does, especially, you know, old guy like me. I'm glad I have Preston with me because I wouldn't know what I was doing. But you know, that's what happens. And, you know, when they hear about what we do, I mean, we travel. You know, we went to Houston this past year and we take a mission trip every year. We took the, we've always taken a summer team to the Dominican, but we took the academy last January to the Dominican as well for 8 days. And, you know, that's a life-changing trip. And, you know, I think when they see what we do, they can come and really get a lot better at baseball, but also, you know, travel to the Dominican Republic. And if they're interested in faith, certainly learn more about Christ. So, you know, it's grown. We had 31 last year. We have 39 this year. Our goal is to get to about 50.
Okay.
And have three teams. We have two teams right now, and our goal is to have three teams. So, you know, the Lord's really blessed us. We've worked hard, and he's blessed us, and, you know, it's been really, really cool for me. You know, I'm an old guy, but I still love coaching a game. I love being on the field. I love competition.
You said off air that your youngest player is 14.
Yeah.
So what about academics?
Okay, academics, all of our guys do their work online. The family chooses whatever online platform. A lot of states have state online programs for kids that live in that state. There are also a lot of national academies, online academies now. There's one out of Missouri called Acelus Academy that most of our guys use. Just because it's very straightforward to get in and out of. It's just like transferring to another school. And so they do their work online. Now, we support it it's more important to us probably than most of the other academies. Most of the other academies, you come practice baseball and you go home and you do your academic work. We have mandatory study halls. My oldest daughter, Logan, who's a teacher in Fort Mill School District, she has her master's degree in educational leadership. She's our academic advisor.
It's a family affair.
Oh, yeah. My youngest daughter, Callie, is also a teacher. You know, she teaches dance as well. But she's our social media guy. So all three of the kids are working with me, so it's been that's such a blessing to me, you know. Yes. But yeah, they do their work online academically, and we make sure they're doing well. We make sure they're NCAA approved and all of the things, so they'll be eligible. So it's a, you know, it's a pretty big undertaking.
I love that. Now the I guess the athletes that come to you, your job in their career, in their trajectory, is it to go as far as their talent will take them? I mean, you know, what do you see for these kids? Is it just the experience, or is it really like they want to be in the big league?
Well, all of them want to be in the big leagues. They all for sure want to play college baseball. And so, you know, what we try to do with them is, number one, help them become the best baseball player they can be on the field. But then also in the recruiting process, obviously I coached college baseball for over 30 years. So, you know, very familiar with the recruiting process. So one of the things, one of the most important things on the field that I do is try to help them get recruited at the highest level, you know, that they can. And you know, we have 39 players on our club this year, and I'd say 32 of them are going to play college baseball at some level. So it's not like, oh, there's some couple of good players and then the rest of the guys are just out there having fun. No, they're paying to come, right? And so they're serious about baseball. And so,
well, I brought up two players to you that you had, the players that I covered in high school before I moved here to Rock Hill, the Reeves brothers. One went to the Citadel, then transferred to Mississippi State. Another went to South Carolina, and both had very good careers. So these are players serious about playing at the next level and doing big things. I think for people that you know, follow baseball over the summer, you guys have some very unique opponents. Like, are you a part of a particular league? I know you play the Lexington County Blowfish, which they're part of the Coastal Plain League, I believe.
Right.
Are you guys
a
part of a particular league, or it's more like exhibitions?
Well, when we started the summer college team, and again, we got two different teams. We have the summer college team, and then we have the elite high school academy.
The academy, right.
The academy runs during the school year. It runs from August through May, just like a normal school year. And then the summer team runs through the summer. And during the summer, when we started that team, we did play in the SCBL, the Southern Collegiate Baseball League, which is a league out of Charlotte. We played there the first 7 years, I think. But then one of the problems was that we go on a mission trip, and we go at the end of the summer, and a lot of times it was too late, and some of the kids couldn't go. And so I decided, I think it was in 2021, that we were going to not play in a league anymore, and we were going to be an independent so that we could go to the Dominican whenever we wanted to and everybody could go. And that worked out really well. So we're still playing in the summer as an independent. We play Coastal League teams. We play SCBL teams. We play other independents. Now on the academy side, we are in a conference. It's called the Academy Baseball Association. Has 13 academies from Virginia down to Florida. And it's the best of the best. I mean, it's really, really good competition. They have three levels. Premier level, that's the best. Prospect level, that's just a notch. Still really good, just a notch underneath. Varsity level, still good baseball, right? But it's not quite as good as the other two. And right now, we have two teams. We have the premier and prospect levels team. So we play against the best teams in the country. So that is a league.
Yeah, yeah.
We play for a championship and everything.
For those interested in the academy, what do they got to do to get in touch with you guys?
Well, I think the best thing for them to do would be go to our website. It's KingsmanBaseballAcademy.org. You know, we have two separate websites. The summer team, the ministry has, is just KingsmanBaseball.org. But then the academy actually has its own website, KingsmanBaseballAcademy.org. And they can go on there and, you know, we play our games at Caramon Health Park. It's a $20 million pro park, a beautiful facility. Our kids stay in apartments at Luray Mill Apartments. That's about a quarter of a mile from the stadium. We have 11 apartments there for our guys. I live there. My son Preston lives there. Other assistant coach lives there. You know, so we run a pretty tight ship, as you might imagine, being a faith-based team. But, yeah, they can go there, and there's an application on there. They can learn more about it. My information's on there. They can just reach out to me or Preston. And, yeah, it's the Lord has really blessed us. It's been a vision of ours for a while to do something more than just a summer team. And, you know, the academy's worked out really, really well, and we're really blessed.
Great, great. He is Coach Joe Hudak with Kingsman Baseball. Joe, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so.
Got it all out?
Yeah, I think it's we offer a unique experience for high school kids.
Do.
And there's a lot of really talented kids here in the local York County area that are right up the road from Gastonia, and we'd love to recruit, you know, some more local kids. And, you know, we're just getting started. This is just our second year, but, you know, we've had a really good experience with our guys, and, you know, we just enjoy teaching. You know, we talk about Kingsman baseball. Our goal is to use the great game of baseball to help kids grow in their relationship with Christ, to be the best baseball player they can be, but also to grow into men of character and integrity. You know, I think in today's world, you know, young kids need to have somebody that's going to hold them accountable and hold them responsible. And, but that's what we try to do, but we do it by, you know, by using the great game of baseball. So, yeah.
It's a win-win.
It is.
For the love of the sport and the love of the King, right?
For sure.
Got it.
For me, coaching baseball and telling them about Jesus, this doesn't get any better than that. Yeah.
Well, the joy shows, and your family. I think that's such a testament to you are the real deal.
Well,
you know, can't fool those kids.
Well,
if they respect
that, for sure,
right?
Yeah.
Everybody working together.